than Darren. Time for another Top 5 Things podcast, and I take a look at this over the weekend.
Yeah, this happened? Some sort of landmark?
This is our 1,301st podcast.
Wow.
We've done more than 1,300 of these things. Welcome, everybody, to the Top 5 Things podcast. It's Dave and Darren. We're going to review now what we think were the top 5 things that happened on our morning show, which you can hear on Planet 93.9. At least that's the plan.
That's all true.
We'll start with number one.
Number one.
It's going to be like Florida hot next week.
Damn.
That reminds me, we have yet to do a Florida story this morning.
Florida.
The headline really says it all. Man bitten by alligator after mistaking it for a dog.
What? Florida? But that's America's way.
You know what? Yep, that's
you hate to blame the victim, but also
that says it all right there. That's all you need to know about Florida.
Sarasota County Sheriff's Office said this man was walking outside a motel when he saw a dark figure moving along the bushes. He assumed it was a dog on a long leash.
Of course he did.
Here's WFLA TV's take on this this story.
Happened here at a motel in Northport where the man was staying with his wife. Witnesses say the man heard some growling nearby, and before he realized what it was too late.
These images were captured by an eyewitness after the terrifying attack took place early Tuesday morning in Northport. A quick walk could have easily been a fast death for a father. Detectives say the man heard growling in the bushes nearby and thought it was a dog. Seconds later, a 7-foot alligator bit into the 49-year-old, taking a large portion of his leg.
You know, I'm a 49-year-old father. If I heard growling in a bush, you know what I'd think? Get the hell out of here.
Even if it's a dog.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, you might want to check to see if the dog's okay.
Not my dog, not my problem.
From a distance.
Gotta go.
Gotta be careful with them because they do bite and they do walk in the grass and they walk next to you. They really do.
They walk
Ivan
next to you.
Ivan Ortiz rides his
bike. The alligators, they live amongst us here. There could be one right next to you right now. You don't know.
That neighbor of yours? Alligator.
In this neighborhood and says he's seen gators multiple times in this area.
Still hard to mistake a gator for a dog.
Yeah. Ivan's right.
I think that's well said.
You know, Ivan.
With all that said, still difficult.
It's
still.
One might argue impossible.
Yeah.
Witnesses who know the victim explained what happened, that it was dark outside in the early morning hours as he was walking down the shell path at a Northport motel where he was staying with his wife. They say the man didn't even see the gator, only heard the growling and thought it was a dog.
I swam with alligators since I was 5 years old. They've never bitten me.
Swam with alligators since you were 5 years old?
What?
Your parents have allowed you to swim with alligators since you were five? Now? So you're defending the alligator.
This is Lisa Wright. She lives in the neighborhood. And she'd like us to consider that maybe it's not the gator's fault. And she's been swimming with them since she was 5 years old.
I'm not blaming the alligator. Are you?
Lisa Wright wants you to know.
I've been swimming with him since I was five.
Wright also rides her bike in this neighborhood while getting exercise with her dog. She feels badly for the victim, but also admits, with a large body of water nearby, you've got to be careful.
I hope they're not going to put the gator or whatever down for what it did, because it didn't know. It was just reacting.
Wildlife Conservation Officer.
Go back to where she's talking about swimming with the gators.
Since she was five years old. Yeah, no, that's a totally normal thing to say on the television news.
Thought it was a dog.
I swam with alligators since I was 5 years old. They've never bitten me.
Lisa Wright.
Okay.
It almost sounds like she's upset. Like, what's the matter with me? How come?
Yeah.
It's not fair that this guy
goes
to the hotel for a night and gets bitten.
What? I'm not delicious? What? I'm not good enough to be bitten? Is that what you're telling me?
I've applied a bunch of different marinades and rubs to myself since I was 5 years old. And for whatever reason, the gators don't have any interest in biting me. It's hard not to take that personally.
I sleep in a sleeping bag full of Italian dressing. What's wrong with me?
Consider yourself zing.
Zing of the day.
I have been known to sit in a smoker
for
several hours.
And I can't get bit.
I apply tenderizer to my legs every morning when I wake up. It's 3 hours of tenderizing, an hour and a half on each leg. And for whatever reason, they don't want nothing to do with me.
I personally know Mrs. Dash.
That's what they call me. They call me Mrs. Dash because I run right into the reservoir all seasoned up for the gator.
And it's still
and
nothing.
And for whatever reason,
nothing.
They're all too good for me. Mm-hmm. Well, you can keep your pond, you stupid gator. I'm starting to take the hint.
Gator or whatever down for what it did because it didn't know. It was just reacting.
Wildlife conservation officers did confirm that a trapper arrived on scene and took the gator away after the attack.
As we mentioned, the victim remains hospitalized right now, and the good news here is that doctors will most likely be able to save his leg. I'm Melanie Michael.
For later? Let's put it in Tupperware for the gator? What do you mean save his leg?
Save it for later.
I'm going to wrap it in tinfoil so this gator can finish the job? Yeah, look, I thought it was a dog. I don't...
Okay, well, that's... If that's what you thought, don't say that.
That's exactly right, Derek.
Even if...
I would just say, gator came out of nowhere.
Got me.
That
got
would be
me.
My story.
Son of a gun.
Don't tell people you thought it was a dog.
Son of a gun, it got me. That was, you know...
You know the damnedest thing is? I thought that was a dog.
Don't say that.
No, that's not something you admit. What's the matter with you? Don't admit that to people. You know the hell of it is. I thought it was a dog. And that's
oh, my God. Don't tell anybody else that. I told the news that. Oh, no.
Why would you admit that to the news? You know, I thought the gator was a dog. Maybe I shouldn't even say this.
I'm not good enough to get bit.
Where's my attack?
Yeah.
I've been swimming in that lake since I'm five. What do I got to show for it?
Nothing.
Bupkis. Heart goes out to this lady who's got some hurt feelings over the fact that for whatever reason, the gators don't have any interest in eating her.
Yeah, she's butthurt about it. Lived here all my life.
Why can't...
All I've ever wanted was to get attacked by an alligator.
When's it my turn?
I can't make anything happen.
Number two.
Heat advisory in effect starting, what, at noon, right? For the next couple of days.
Yeah, we could see 100 tomorrow.
Boy, oh boy. Make sure you're taking good care of the animals in this heat. Don't leave them outside. If it's too hot for you, imagine if you were wearing a fur coat.
Good call.
Animals do the darndest things, and we love to highlight their crazy adventures with a segment we call Dave and Darren's...
Animal Farm!
Sorry, it's just... It's not firing off or whatever. Oh, here we go!
Go, Sammy! Everyone loves that idea. They're like, you know what, Sammy? You're right. Oh, if you could talk to the animals.
Tell us more, Sammy.
That is a fantastic idea.
Samula, you're just the greatest.
Sounds like it's at one point where Sammy gets a little too close to the animals.
It's not safe. We begin this installment of the Animal Farm with your host, the charming and delightful old Uncle Darren.
Hello, little snot-nosed Davey.
Oh, we haven't done this segment in too long, Farmer Darren. It's not Farmer Darren, you idiot. It's Uncle Darren. I'm a little rusty, I guess.
Florida.
Right. We begin in Florida, where cops were summoned to a business, a Dollar General store in Bradenton, after they got a call that a giant dog had wandered into the Dollar General.
A giant dog?
Yeah, giant dog. It browsed for a few hours and refused to leave at closing time. A 135-pound dog wandered into this Dollar General, and employees initially decided to just let the animal do what it wanted.
Uh-huh, keep the door open, maybe it'll leave.
He wasn't disturbing any merchandise, and he wasn't bothering any of the customers. But once it got to be closing time, and the dog had been inside the store for several hours with no sign of leaving, something's got to be done. Police shared the body camera footage on Facebook escorting the dog out of the store. They were able to identify the dog, whose name is Bentley, and he was reunited with his owner.
Hey, you want to keep an eye on your dog?
How does a 135-pound dog go missing? It says here on the post, Bentley's dad realized he was missing and was grateful that the store and officers
I don't think you did
him.
Realize it.
What, no?
What proof is there that you realized this?
Oh, no, I knew that. I knew he was gone.
Why didn't you do something about it?
What could I do? I mean, when your dog goes missing, you don't search the inside of a Dollar General store, Darren.
Typically, no.
In this guy's defense, you drive around, you look, you yell the dog's name out the window in vain a couple of times. Maybe you put up some posters. I wouldn't look inside a Dollar General store, but that's where the dog was. Yeah. Somehow it made his way into it. And
I guess a DG is not that obvious a choice.
I mean, it's kind of cool that they didn't kick the dog out right away, right? As long as the dog wasn't doing any damage, he's not doing any harm, we'll keep him here where we can sort of keep an eye on him. But when it's time to go home, that's about enough. Meanwhile, in Indiana, guy going catfish fishing. And he reels in this catfish, and he notices that the catfish has a couple of unusual lumps on it. You know, I would just, if I had reeled in a catfish with a couple of weird lumps on it, I think I would say, maybe that's one I don't clean. But he was cleaning his catch when he realized why the catfish had those lumps. Turns out that somehow the catfish had swallowed an adult toy. This catfish is swimming around the Ohio River with a dildo in its stomach. Richard Kessar say he and his friend John Hoop went fishing on his boat in Lawrenceburg, Indiana, when Hoop reeled in his first ever blue catfish. They say here, we noticed when we got into the boat that its stomach was huge. They thought initially that the fish may have swallowed some eggs or some smaller creatures, but when they pushed on the catfish's belly and felt two hard objects that didn't feel like normally something a fish would eat, they took the fish back to their house for cleaning, cut it open, and found the...
Finders keepers.
The phallic sex toy. Kessar's saying here, I have no idea how or why it ended up in the river. Well, no one's asking you how it ended up in the river. I almost feel like you shouldn't say that. I don't know how it got there.
I didn't put it there.
I didn't throw it in on Tuesday after 10:30. And he says he is...
After... Just not satisfied.
He says his 3-year-old daughter was helping to clean the fish.
Oh, boy.
And he and his wife had to quickly avert her gaze.
Yeah.
He says, when it came out, John, my wife, and I all started laughing. My wife immediately covered my daughter's eyes and turned her away from it. Well, she wouldn't have any idea what the hell that is. Probably a good idea, though. Is the catfish going to be all right, Uncle Darren?
Why does that Barbie doll not have any arms?
Consider yourself zing.
The zing of the day.
Why is she winking? Finally, we go to Eastern India, where an elephant killed a 70-year-old woman.
Mm.
This happened on Thursday. Maya Murmu was at a tube well drawing water when a wild elephant appeared out of nowhere.
I've never had that happen.
I mean, listen, there's lots to complain about, but can we all just take a moment and be grateful that we're not getting our water from a well where an elephant can come out of nowhere and just stamp us to death? Because that's what happened to this woman. It had strayed from a wildlife sanctuary and trampled her. They took her to the hospital where she died of her injuries, all right?
I've never once turned around and had a wild elephant right on top of me.
No.
I don't know how I'd react.
I'd almost welcome it. Well, this will at least make for an interesting story.
I don't know. Do I zig? Do I zag? What do I do? Do I backpedal?
Yeah.
Do I charge it?
Do I stand perfectly still? What am I supposed to do?
Do I curl up in a ball?
No, do not do that.
I wouldn't think so. I think that would be easier to stomp on, wouldn't it?
But this is my favorite part of the story. That it happened on Thursday. Family members then gathered for a funeral, and they were in the middle of performing the last rites on the body when out of nowhere,
oh boy,
the same elephant appeared. It lifted her body from the funeral pyre and trampled her all over again.
Good.
As shocked mourners looked on. No. Oh, did you dummies think I was done with her?
Oh, you think I forget?
I'm just getting started, stupid. Give me that. The family was only able to go on with the funeral ceremony after the elephant left. You guys can go on with your funeral when I say so, all right? This is on my terms. Good God. It's just that woman, by the way. He doesn't go after any other family members. He's just got a problem with her. Conflicts between elephants and humans are common in this part of India, it says.
Yeah, after the second stomping, I wonder if at that point you start negotiating with the funeral home. Can we get a smaller, we're going to go with a smaller casket.
At least 42 elephant deaths have been recorded in this part of India in the last 7 months. There have been other human-elephant conflicts all over the country of India as well. The elephants have had enough.
If we could get a coffin about the size of a, I don't know, lunch pail, what would that go for? This ain't necessary.
We wanted to bury our loved one, but now we realize this is an accordion we're putting into the ground. Doesn't seem like we should be spending this much money. Oh my God, is that the same elephant? No, what are you doing? Please, stop it. She's already dead. What are you doing? Oh no.
Ta-da.
It's the Krusty Burglar!
Oh my God! He's stealing all the burgers! Why, you little... I got you! Go! Go!
Oh, okay. It's all just an act.
Stop! He's already dead.
And by the way, to answer your question, little snot-nosed Davey.
Yeah.
Oh, you read my mind! Is the elephant gonna be all right? Yeah, I guess the elephant's fine.
Mm.
That was Dave and Darren's
Animal Farm. Not paying for this.
Number three. Quick football story.
Football. Catch the fever.
Boy, I tell you what, I spent a little time with the USFL over the weekend.
Oh, I forgot that was still a thing.
The crowds are not getting any bigger.
I can't imagine they are.
There are like 10 people there.
Are they still piping in crowd noise to make it sound like there are more people there?
I don't know, but I mean, no one is there.
Well, I can tell you that the week before this week, they say that with the ratings, viewership took, their words, a substantial hit. They are partnering with Fox and NBC for this football.
Yeah.
And it's not, this isn't going to work.
Well, and then they have like an obligation on some of these sports talk shows.
Yeah.
On Fox Sports 1 or whatever.
Right, because Fox is in bed with them.
And it's like when they get around to the USFL, you can just see they're just like, oh, God.
Friday.
I can't believe we got to talk about this for 2 minutes.
I don't have the numbers from this past weekend, but the weekend before, the Friday night game between the New Jersey Generals and the Pittsburgh Maulers had a 0.03 rating.
Okay, so what does that amount to?
A little more than 200,000 people watching.
Yeah, it's rough stuff.
And that was the best rating they got.
We
got
to be getting
long.
Close to the playoffs, right?
The Saturday afternoon game on Fox between Birmingham and New Orleans had 625,000 viewers.
That's pretty good.
It's not really that good.
No. Can you imagine the concession lines? You just sit there all day and just...
You can just go back there and help yourself.
Give me another.
No.
I'm going to buy a big popcorn bowl full of hot dogs.
Just give me what you got.
Just give me everything. I know you're going to try to vend it till you end it, but just give me what you got.
No, I didn't want to talk about the USFL, but I'm really glad you brought that up because...
It's just something else.
What are they... They got to be getting closer to whatever their playoffs is,
That's what I'm saying. They got to be...
Has the playoffs started or...
Because I think they've played like 8 or 9 games now, and I don't think they intended on playing more than 10.
Is Birmingham still undefeated? The only team that plays in their home stadium? Stallions undefeated, but
it's not fair. Those guys bring like 20 fans.
It's 19 more than we have. That's a factor of 19 times the fans that we have.
How is that fair?
That's not fair. No, the football story that I wanted to talk about is Aaron Rodgers and his new love.
Oh, he's got
life.
A new girlfriend?
Yes.
Well, this will be good.
Oh, it's something else. Her name is Blue of Earth. And she identifies as a witch.
She's a witch?
And a medicine woman. Of course she does.
Help with his flow.
Balances chakras.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, she goes by... she's saying, don't call me Blue of Earth. I'm simply Blue. Her name is Blue of Earth. She claims she's a witch and a medicine woman. It says here she's an interesting character, to say the least. Mm-hmm. She's the founder of something called Florescence, a, quote, modern mystery school for women to reclaim the magical, radically authentic, wise, wild, unapologetic you. She also hosts a podcast she calls Deja Blue. Which is described here as...
Get it?
Described here as, quote, a clean reservoir of consciousness from which souls thirsty for purity, relief, and love may drink.
The nagging feeling that this should have never happened before.
Deja Blue. So this, they run with this. Hey, Aaron Rodgers is dating a witch. And then she puts on Facebook, I'm not a witch. I never claim to be a witch. How dare you? But, I mean, I am I am a medicine woman.
And I do ride a broom.
Imagine if you were...
Where do you meet such a character?
Dark side of the moon, man. Let me know when the shuttle lands, Aaron. On her Instagram story, she says, I do not identify as a witch. Somebody has to deny that they're a witch. That's where we're at right now. Here's pictures of her. Her hair is blue, and she looks to be wearing Spock ears. I'm not going to make it. Is she an elf? Is that what's going on? She does not confirm nor deny that she is dating Aaron Rodgers, but he is definitely following her on Instagram, mm-hmm. and he does like her posts. So there you go. This is a guy who has dated Olivia Munn, Danica Patrick, Shailene Woodley, and now she's either blue of earth or just simply blue. She has 79,000 Instagram followers.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah. And she has a...
That's pretty good.
...off-grid retreat. She likes to go to caves, apparently, to find herself.
Who doesn't?
She's deep into yoga, deep thinking, the earth, acoustic guitars, spirituality, and body paint. Here's a post from last year. She says, when I'm at my computer too long, I start to lose sight of my own creative magic. The most important thing to me is my creativity. I believe a lot of anxiety is due to unexpressed creative potential. So I put everything down and decided to put a blue wig on and paint my eyebrows and lips blue with my tribal markers. And then I draw all over myself on Procreate to create another piece of art just for the sake of blurring the lines between life and art. You know who she sounds like?
People, just remember this event, as it were, is about three basic things. Music, good weed, and some heavy-duty balling.
Oh, our Bears still don't stand a chance.
No, he owns us. She says here on an Instagram post from last year, I don't want to wait for Halloween to play dress-up. I crave the feeling of timelessness when creating, from playing an instrument to painting to dancing. I used to do this as a kid all the time, dress up, take photos with friends, and make a huge mess. I don't want my inner child to ever be put in the corner and replaced with a belief that playing isn't productive. It's the moment of losing myself to creation that I live for. I call this one Blue Oompa Loompa.
What the hell are you
doing? I've painted myself as a Blue Oompa Loompa. Just,
now, I see something there that's not a blue Oompa Loompa.
Yeah, I can take a look at this photo, and I think I know what Aaron Rodgers is into here. I'm seeing a couple of things that it kind of makes sense to me that Aaron Rodgers is potentially enjoying blue of the earth. She says here, we are not here to be passive consumers of whatever the dominant mainstream consciousness tries to enact upon the world. We are here to be the embodiment of loving consciousness, to be fearless, determined, and actors of wisdom and truth. 8 billion people on this planet, 8 billion different realities happening simultaneously. You have the power to align your free will with your destiny. However, first you must realize that you do have the power and the choice to make a change. Devotion is a contagious trait. Oh, man. This is going to be great. Hang on to this one, Aaron. This one's a keeper.
Number
four.
Moline, I guess, is kicking around the idea of putting in special cans that will just recycle. They're trying to help with plastic, one-use plastic recycling.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to put in parks, they want to put these cans that will just be for one-use water bottles.
Okay.
Which seems like a good idea, but it also seems like just a bunch of people are going to put their dog waste bags in there, right? People,
yeah, that's cha. That's
cha.
That's if people actually pick up the dog poop.
Oh, yeah, that's another fantastic point. You don't want to deal with any of that. I guess in Sweden now, to get people to use the garbage cans,
uh-huh.
They've invented these sexy garbage cans that
talk
to you.
I did see something about that, but I just saw the headline. So what's going on?
Sexy garbage cans.
That talk dirty to you?
In the city of Malmo, they're installing garbage cans that dish out racy audio messages after being fed trash.
Okay.
When you drop trash into one of the two bins on this bridge, you're rewarded with extremely
now
positive
that's a
feedback.
Swedish meatball.
From a sultry female voice who offers a range of different responses. And one she says, oh, right there, yes. Another she says, oh, come back soon and do that again. And the next is, a little bit more to the left next time. Seductive and Swedish trash cans.
We don't care about the kids, huh?
Well, they say talking trash cans are not new. They've put 18 talking trash cans around the city. They started doing this 5 years ago. But now they're having them do sexy talk. How long until
what
somebody...
What do the other trash cans say to you?
Just like, thank you.
Or put you down.
Yeah. Well, they don't insult you.
Insulting trash cans.
Put yourself in me. You're garbage. Marie Persson, the section chief of the Malmo Roads Department, tells the Swedish paper Sydvenskan that the trash cans were meant to give positive reinforcement to people to do the right thing by giving them a laugh. She says the sentences are part of the campaign's intention to get more people to talk about the dirtiest thing there is, littering. The stuff that ends up in our squares, our streets, and our sea. The outlet, which speaks in Swedish, belongs to a famous person, but they don't want to identify who the famous person is. Trust us, it's a very famous person. Who is it? We can't tell you.
Thanks for your trash. Boy, did you need that big a lunch?
Here it is. Now, this is in Swedish.
One English. Kom
snart tillbaka och gör det där igen.
I don't know about
this. Gonna have to brush up on my Swedish.
Brush up against a Swedish trash can. We've had stories of people that fall in love with roller coasters and bridges.
Oh, they fall in love with rocks.
Right.
You're not gonna fall in love with a trash can? Stop yourself.
Well, especially if it's a trash can that'll talk dirty to you, right? I don't know. I'm getting what I need from that trash can. Racy audio messages. That's my love language.
Five.
Number five.
People wanting affirmations that they're in the right. Or maybe confirmation that they're in the wrong. And they reach out to people online asking, hey, am I the jerk here?
Mm-hmm.
A couple of these I wanted to share with you. This one, how can I keep my wife from finding out that I've gotten ahead in my career by taking credit for other people's work.
How do I share that with her?
What? I am not the man my wife, family, and friends think that I am.
Oh,
not at work, anyway. I can admit to you, anonymously, that I've been coasting for years. I've become really good at faking it and getting someone else to do the hard work. And I really know how to snow upper management. What I don't know how to do is change this. After
I'm
almost
in too deep.
20 years of operating this way.
This is what I do.
Jeez. I've been promoted at most jobs I've had. I've even gotten bonuses and awards for my performance. The key has always been for me to leave after 4 or 5 years while my reputation at my present job is still good.
Leave them wanting more.
And the new place here is nothing but glowing references. But things do always come to light after I've left. I've heard from former coworkers that some of the messes I've left or hidden have caused huge problems. I'm lucky because upper management never wants to admit that the guy they championed was a real
blank-up. Yeah.
And since I've moved on, they don't say too much or do anything.
And I know this.
My wife is asking me to stay at my present job. I've been here over 3 years.
It's time to go.
And she's sick of relocating as we have a toddler. So this is a reasonable request on the surface.
So not just getting new jobs, but having to moving.
Exactly.
Moving the family.
I got
to
get out of town.
I got to leave town.
There's something very strange about that man.
It's a reasonable request on the surface, but impossible for me. And I can't tell her the truth. I would be mortified if she ever found out what I'm really like at work. How do I even start to fix this? I'm not used to working hard. I'm not even that good at what I do.
Even if I was to work hard.
And if I don't get out of here soon, I really fear they're going to find me out. What do I do now? Wow. The advice that this guy has given is, how about just, you know, committing to actually doing the work?
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's...
You could actually do your job.
Oh, that sounds like a lot of work.
This is somebody doing the Ask a Manager column. They have a question about where they work. It's about the maternity leave policy. They write here, I need a sanity check to see if I'm justified in feeling so outraged. My Fortune 500 company recently announced that they're implementing a paternity leave policy this fall.
Yeah.
Paternity leave.
Yeah.
Sounds great and progressive, right? Well, it would be, except this company does not currently offer a maternity leave policy.
Huh. What?
We don't have details yet about the new policy. But even if it's unpaid, it's additional time off that men are entitled to that somehow women are not? The company is big enough that we're covered by the Family Medical Leave Act, and short-term disability will pay 100% of salary for 6 to 8 weeks after birth.
Yeah.
The company touts their maternity leave policy on sustainability reports, but there is no actual policy other than the federally mandated FMLA that men are also eligible for. Why would they need an additional policy? Is this even legal? I'm hoping they mean an all-encompassing parental leave, but that is not how they have presented it so far. They are calling it paternity leave. How are they so out of touch, and is there anything I can do? And the answer here for an Ask a Manager is that if this is what your company is really planning, it's both outrageous and illegal. So illegal, in fact, that we have to think that that is not the plan.
Yeah.
And whatever they are planning has just been communicated badly so far. You can't offer dads
or
time off, but not
labeled,
moms.
Yeah, labeled incorrectly.
Right? Should I have given in to my stepsister's demands that I let her live in my house after I offered her a studio apartment for free? I inherited my late aunt's four-bedroom house. It has a separate studio apartment on the property. Since my mom died when I was a baby, my aunt and I were all that was left of our family. We were very close, especially after my dad remarried for the third time, and I gained a pack of step-siblings. I was very much the odd duck out. I love my new house, because I never had much space between sharing a room, a dorm, and an apartment as a child and a young adult. I have plans to make a music room, a library, and a cat haven for my three tabbies. But I updated the studio first with plans to rent it out. Then my stepsister and her two daughters were left homeless after her boyfriend stole from her and they were evicted. They've been bouncing between friends and family with no money and no prospect, and the girls haven't been at school for months. I live in a good school district with a strong transportation system, and there are help wanted signs everywhere. I could give her and the girls a year to get on their feet. Mm-hmm. Come live in the studio for free. There would be a lease, and I would expect them to help out financially, but I'm not close to my stepsisters. I'd expect my family to help out financially, but I'm not close to this stepsister. I was trying to be kind, and it blew up in my face.
In that she's moving from the studio to a larger space?
It continues here. My stepsister was happy enough to accept, but then grew unhappy with the idea of living in that studio for free. She demanded the house
for free,
claiming her family was more deserving because she had kids and I really didn't need all that space.
How about you move to the studio?
At that point, I told her it was my space and she wasn't really in a position to make demands. I thought this was the end of the conversation until I got blasted by my father and stepmother. They couldn't believe I would act like this and not open my home up that I was so lucky to get. By the way, they live in a 55-plus retirement community. At this point, I called my stepsister and said, you know what? I'm withdrawing the offer. You're not living in my studio now. And now the family is treating me like I'm the Wicked Witch of the West. Hmm.
Oh, what a world! What a world!
The advice columnist here says, I don't think you're obligated to make any more offers to help. And though I feel badly for her daughters, it sounds like you're lucky not to be living with your stepsister.
So she did move out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think she ever moved in. I think it was
She never moved in.
Well, it sounds like, you know, the more this stepsister thought about it, she was like, I should get the house. Yeah, Why am I getting that up?
That studio's not going to be enough.
That's not enough for me. One more. Am I a jerk for returning the money my husband took from my family for attending our cookout? Let me provide you a little context. I'm a 38-year-old woman. My husband is 33 years old, and he comes from a wealthy family. He himself has inherited a number of assets from his relatives. One of them is this huge house where we live right now, with a pool and a huge backyard and lots of features. We decided to host our first cookout after we got married 7 months ago, and we invited both his and my family. It was on a Friday. Both families came, and we had lots of fun, and then everyone went home later. I then got a phone call from my mom, and she didn't sound okay. And she asked whether or not my husband took money from his family before they attended the cookout. I was confused, and I asked, "What are you talking about?" And she told me that my husband charged every single person from my side of the family to attend the cookout at our home $25.
$25 cover. Where's it at?
What?
I was utterly shocked and very angry and felt like this has legitimately damaged my relationship with most of my family. Almost all of them came over. Not just that, he ended up making $275 off of them. I was so livid, I hung up the phone and I confronted him immediately.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me my family got to enjoy the space and view, and that I should think of it as a resort cookout, since this house has so many luxuries. I told him it was a horrible thing to do and that he made it worse.
This is too nice a house for them to come over for free.
It turns out he did not charge any members of his family.
It's my family.
He laughed and reminded me, hey, my family gave us this house.
Can't charge them.
I'm not going to ask for money from those people. I demanded he give the money back, but he said no.
Wow.
And he won't give it to me since the house is technically his. I went and I took the money and I gave everyone who paid the money their money back with a sincere apology from me. My husband found out and flipped out, telling me what I did was overstepping and disrespectful. I told him he shouldn't have taken the money from my family for being guests at our house, but he corrected me saying, it's his house.
Not ours.
And said he'd bet my family never got to attend a cookout at a house like this.
Not like this.
And it was just $25. And what I did was disrespectful to him, and that I went behind his back and took money that wasn't mine to give back. We stopped talking after this argument.
I bet.
And he keeps venting to his mother about how I took his money that he earned his own way. So am I the jerk here? You married a lunatic, yeah. Is what happened here.
Yeah,
7 months into this marriage, I'm going to tell you right now, lady.
You need to cut bait.
Get out of that house. What?
Random.
$25, please, for each of you. It's $25 a head to come to the family cookout.
Right here. What is that, 30? And five is back. Thank you for coming.
Give him an extra dollar.
That's right.
I mean, this is like a resort for those people. $25 is nothing. They got a bargain.
Is it all over, Rock?
I guess so.
I didn't think it'd be like this.
That was Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things podcast. Thanks for listening to it, giving us a couple of minutes of your day to check out the fruits of our labors.
It's appreciated. It really is.
Until we get a chance to do it for you again, hang loose, Kooks.
And you stay classy and safe, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, represent. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked.
Rock Island.
Come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
All right, show's over, I'm tired.
Hi, this is Art Linkletter. Thanks for listening.
Stand clear of the closing doors, please.